Loud and clear. 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 The clock has started.
The clock has started.
Five, five, four, four, three, three, two, two, one, one.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Now tuned in to this week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to a special episode of The Smallest Podcast, aka The Smallest Cast. I'm your host, Just Nate, and with us today, we've got Dennis Cater, the CEO, and along with our CEO, we have our special guest today, the Pikes Peak SBDC Executive Director, Ms. Aiktha Markuliar. Aiktha, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, so we've got a lot going on, and I'm sure you probably don't get much sleep lately. Dennis and I brought you on because we kind of wanted to have a discussion about the COVID-19 small business response right now, which you guys are pushing out. If you can walk us through a little bit of that right now.
Yeah, so there's a lot. So we might want to go back and forth a little bit if you have questions. So the Pikes Peak SBDC is part of a statewide network. So I think it's important to say that. There's 15 of us hub offices, and our state office is in the Office of Economic Development. So we're the first to not only get the information from the SBA as it rolls out, and we can really get into that one, but also from the Office of Economic Development and other support agencies from the state level and the Fed level. So what our role is to really make sure that we're answering the need of our small business community, whether that's a question about, okay, what workforce development options do we have when it comes to unemployment or helping our employees out or myself out? And then also, what are the other federal programs available through the Small Business Administration? And then third, what are the local opportunities that might be available that have been launched to help me as well? So we're kind of that, like, we're the resource partner of the SBA. We are tied to the feds, to the state, and to local agencies and organizations. And our website has all of this information that really dives in and gives our small businesses the information they need right now. So we're kind of a little bit all over the place, but that's important because we're the resource stop for small businesses. We can get them to the right place.
So the two things real quick. What is your website? Because you mentioned it. So let's get that out front. So what's that?
Great. So it's Pikes Peak. sbdc.org/prepare, P-R-E-P-A-R-E.
Okay, and that's for prepare, like for now, but that also covers all the other stuff that you discussed, right?
Yeah, that's okay. Right. So that page itself has, you know, everything about all the different programs I just mentioned, from federal to local, and additional resources and videos to help people, you know, guide them through the different programs as well.
Okay, so let's start back at the beginning all the stuff that's going on right now. If you had to tell people out there, small businesses, small government contractors, what's the hot thing right now that they should be doing?
Yep. So what we are telling people to do is apply for everything. I know that's a pretty blanket statement, but it's important to be able to get in the queue, so to speak, on federal, state, and local programs. And then the second thing is really important is to balance to understand the benefits of each and how they will interact. So for example, the first thing that we are telling most of our clients is apply for the economic injury disaster loan that is available right now. It's called the EIDL loan, EIDL Advanced Loan. The reason why we're saying that is it's a quick 20-minute application. It's not overly complicated. It'll get you in the queue. And once that application is processed, you'll get a cash advance on the amount of loan that you're approved for. You can keep that cash advance, which is up to $10,000, even if you don't accept that loan. Or even if they decline you, you get to keep that money. So there's grant money in this for you. So we're telling people to apply for that. If The second thing we're saying is if you have payroll and you can use 75% of the loan you can get through the Paycheck Protection Program for payroll, then go for that program too. Because once approved, the following 8 weeks can be forgiven entirely, so like a grant, if used appropriately, meaning 75% payroll, 25% working capital. So it can help float you for those 2 weeks after approval. So it's really good. Both programs are really good, and both can work together very easily. You can't double dip in both, so you can't use both for payroll, for example. But we are telling our clients that both of those programs are great federal programs that have grant pieces attached to them.
Okay, so just to back up real quick, you mentioned the acronym EIDL, and that's actually EIDL, Economic Injury Disaster Loans. Is that correct?
That's correct. EIDL. Okay. So for short, you'll hear it as EIDL.
Okay, and then I'm looking on your guys' website, what you guys talked about there, PikesPeakSBDC.org. What you actually have them all listed out here, which is really nice, the federal financing options. What is the difference between the EIDL and the EIDL Advanced Program?
So there's no difference now, so to speak. So if you applied before March 31st, the one difference is that they want you to reapply for all the links go to the same place now. So if you did the EIDL loan before and now there's the EIDL Advanced, it's all coming together under one place. The only difference is that if you applied before March 31st, what SBA is saying is go back into that link that you can find on our website, use the same account number you were given on your first round of application, put it in there. It notifies the SBA that you are aware of the advanced program and that advanced cash payment can be distributed to you once that loan is processed.
Okay, so just to get it straight, though, you can apply for both the EIDL and the, what is the other one, Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP?
That's correct. So okay. You can apply for both. The important thing to mention is that the Paycheck Protection Program must be used for 75% on payroll. If you just do the EIDL loan or the economic injury loan, it can be used for payroll and working capital as well. But you can't use both for the same thing. So you can't double dip. You got to pick one or the other.
Okay.
I prefer to say at this point, apply for both. If you get approved for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan and the Paycheck Protection Program, have the Paycheck Protection Program roll your Economic Injury Disaster Loan within it. Because let's say you need $10,000 to cover 8 weeks of payroll and a little bit of working capital like rent and stuff like that. If you come out with only needing about $8,000 and you have and you've used it for 75% payroll, you can get that $8,000 forgiven and you're only paying a 1% interest rate on that extra couple thousand after those 8 weeks. So the interest rate is really low on the Paycheck Protection Program, while the interest rate on the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program is 3.75, which is still a good deal, but you might as well take the better deal.
Is there a max so the EIDL is 10K. What's the amount on the program protection, payroll protection plan?
10 million.
Or 2.5 times your payroll. Is that correct?
That's correct. 2.5 times average monthly payroll for the prior 12 months for monthly expenses. So they're going to look at what you were at the prior year. So let's say you haven't filed a 2019 taxes, so look at your 2018 and kind of see where you're at, what the average pay was.
Okay. So we kind of covered those two different loans or grants. What else is out there? I see you have, Express Bridge Loan. What's that one all about?
So an Express Bridge Loan is done by SBA participating lenders, approved lenders for 7A loan program. And basically it's a quick loan. So it's really, a lot of banks are already doing express loans, but this one it's up to $25,000 and it turns around very, very quickly. So it's a nice gap loan that you can get rather quickly. The interest rate is a little bit higher though, I believe.
Okay. And then, so I was listening to the news this weekend and there's been a lot of talk about this lately. one of the questions I had is, what happens if I'm a small business and had to let my employees go, a couple weeks ago? Can I bring them back on payroll and still use as and pay them back pay, or how does that work?
That's a good question. So what I can say is this. If you bring your employees back before June 30th, the Paycheck Protection Program is to your benefit. So let's say I bring back two employees I laid off a couple weeks ago, and I bring them back today on April 8th. And I get approved today for the loan, which probably won't happen. It takes a couple weeks for that to happen. But let's say I get approved today. If I brought them back on for the next 8 weeks, the Paycheck Protection Program can help me pay for them to be back on board. Because a lot of this Paycheck Protection Program is about workforce support, getting people back into work and keeping their jobs. So you have to bring them on before June 30th. Now, the gray area is, if I bring on employees on June 28th, does my 8 weeks extend past that June 30th deadline? That's a question we're not sure about. So as soon as we know what answers to those types of questions, and when I say we don't know, it's because the SBA doesn't have that guidance either right now. But as soon as we know anything, this website that we talked about will have that update on it.
Okay. So what other help can small businesses have? I mean, you guys aren't in office right now. But I'm assuming small businesses can still get a hold of you guys and get support.
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked that, because I think it's important that we, as the Small Business Development Center, do what we want businesses to do to the best of their ability, which is pivot quickly, figure out how they can still provide their services the best way they can. So the SBDC is still open every day, 8 to 4:30, like we normally are, and a lot more hours after that when we're on email answering our client questions right now. But 8 to 4:30 for sure. You can get a hold of us by applying for consulting through our website, calling the number. All the voicemail comes to our email. We're all virtual, but all of our consulting is now virtual. So if you don't need disaster relief assistance, great. Everything else that we do for strategic planning and consulting support is still going strong. So you can still apply for consulting for anything else you need, and we'll help you with that. All of our classes have gone virtual as well, and they're all free through the month of April. And if this thing takes a lot longer to get over, we'll probably make the next set free too. So everything we're doing is virtual and accessible still, and you just need to go onto our website and request the assistance you need or sign up for our workshop.
Hey, Ekta, real quick, back on the loan stuff. You mentioned a 2-week window. How fast do you think folks are going to see that money? I know everybody wants it tomorrow, right? Or couldn't fill it immediately the minute that they released it. What's the time and a valid kind of planning time frame for when we're going to see the money coming to the company once they apply for it?
That is the million-dollar question. I've asked that today as well on another call. About 2 to 3 weeks is what the answer is right now. It's not solid. It depends on the bank you're working with and how backlogged they are or how not backlogged they are. So it's really important. So I'm telling our clients, it's really important to stay on your loan officer through your bank that you're working with to find out when they actually process the loan. So many times, if the banks are still using the paper copy of the application for the PPP program, you don't want to just sit in the pile. You want to make sure that you know when that paperwork has been submitted by the bank. And that when it's submitted, it could take a couple of weeks after that for it to process.
Okay. And it's not just for small businesses either. I looked at the site. It's also for nonprofits and any others?
That's correct. So it also includes 501c3s with fewer 500 employees. It does include tribal business concerns, so tribal entities, and also 501c19s, which are veterans organizations that meet the SBA size standard. So you may see, I think it's worth mentioning, that a lot of these SBA programs will say a small business with fewer than 500 employees. But we know that depending on industry, that size standard is different, right? So on the site, there's a link to SBA's size standard. It's important that you go to that, because your industry, there may be, 800 employees that are allowable under this program. So it's important to note that. But there are other entities that are available, 501c3s and veterans organizations and tribal organizations.
Well, I have one more question. This is a great topic, and it's been just so out there right now. So I want to get the pertinent information out to everyone so they know how to react to this. We're talking all the federal stuff through the SBA. Are there, and you and I had discussed this the other day, Aikta, is there anything at the state level as well that people can apply for?
So the governor released a COVID grant, and that's more for organizations. SBDC can't apply, but for organizations that are providing support to the community, whether it's individuals or businesses. So it's important you check that out because it keeps getting updated with different eligibility and who can apply for that as well. Additionally, it's important to bring in the workforce conversation. So the statewide Colorado Department of Labor and Employment has been providing, as normal, unemployment insurance. So if you're a business and you have to lay off your employees, it's really nice if, as a business, you provide the information for employees so they're aware of how to apply for unemployment. There's also different options for businesses, such as work share programs and job attached. So from the state level, there are programs that help your employees and the business as well through this tough time. What's not available yet, which we are waiting on to come out hopefully very, very soon, but it keeps getting pushed by another week, is application for the employer or the business for unemployment insurance. So we're hoping that information comes out soon. So that's another state available program that will hopefully be out, you know, sooner than later. Now, on another side of things, if you want to go a little bit more local, there's other programming, there's other support services. So we actually have an event on Friday that's called Relief Funding, and we're showcasing the latest on SBA. Yes, we have to do that, but also some other programs at the local level that are helping small businesses as well. And that includes the Pikes Peak Community Foundation. They're working with Exponential Impact, which is a bridge loan program right now. And also they'll be working with the Enterprise Zone Grant Fund that El Paso County Economic Development is launching. That's a real grant, not tied to a loan. So we're really excited about that one. And then there's other programming and support available from Downtown Partnership for their downtown small businesses that's coming out. So there's updates every day, and there is different support structures from federal to state to local levels. And then in addition, there's companies such as Facebook or JP Morgan Chase or Kiva Loans or QuickBooks, and they're coming out with their own like $1 million grant funds. So what we're saying is, look at all of these opportunities on our website. Make sure you apply for all of them, because what businesses need to do is really stack the benefits of each one.
Okay. So I want to touch on something that you mentioned in there. We were talking a little bit about the unemployment insurance. Do you have any information for those listeners out there that may have already been laid off? So they can, I've heard there's a couple new things out for unemployment on top of regular unemployment, almost up to another $600 a week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So that's what I'm hearing too. And whenever I get a question about unemployment, you know, I give a real top overview, but I'll tell you what, there is a number you can call to get real definite answers on this because the CARES Act, there's a lot in there. There's a lot in there, but yes, you can get your unemployment insurance plus, I believe, the $600 a week that the CARES Act provides to you.
And I believe that's limited to depending on your yearly salary. So I think if you make more than a certain amount, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a calculation in there. And what we want to make sure we say is that it's really important for our economy that everyone gets back to work. And that's why the small business support side from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center has been so important, because we want our employers to provide the support for employees that they need, but also help keep the employees on board as much as they can, or say, hey, when we're back on track, we're bringing you back. Because, you know, we don't want everyone staying on unemployment when there's so many people in need right now. And I do want to give out the phone number of who to call for unemployment assistance if you're a business, because they have people dedicated just for businesses at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, and they've been incredibly helpful.
Okay.
So that's the Business Relations Group, And their email actually is brg@elpasoco.com. Their website is Pikes Peak Workforce Center, ppwfc.org. Everything's on there. And they're really extremely helpful in this area of unemployment.
Okay.
Is there a link to that site on your website?
Yeah. So at the top of my website, there's a little ticker, like headline news, right? But in that ticker, what I've left in that ticker are the main phone numbers every business needs. The economic injury hotline for the SBA. Call the SBA if you're wondering about where your loan's at. Okay, call them. We have the COVID-19 disaster response hotline at Office of Economic Development. They have staffed up to answer small business questions and are helping send those businesses to the resource they need directly. And then to answer your question, the Pikes Peak Workforce Center business assistance information is at the top there as well.
Okay. And Aiktha, one more time, can you give us that address just to make sure that people have that? Your website address?
Business relations group? My website is pikespeaksbdc.org/prepare.
Excellent. So don't need mean to be the nerd in the crowd, but it's actually a forward slash.
Is that a forward slash? I appreciate that correction.
There you go.
I've been saying the wrong one for weeks now.
So
forward slash prepare.
Forward slash prepare.
Yep. So that website literally has the latest that I know goes on that site. We actually have this really cool graphic that our lead center or state office put together that compares the PPP to the EIDL loan. I am literally about to put that on the site too. So every little thing that can help clarify the unclarity of the CARES Act, we are creating and we're putting on the site. And what we're finding is a lot of people are getting their answers just by visiting the website.
Excellent. Any other questions before we wrap this one up, Dennis?
No, I just want to say, wow. And thank you, Aiktha, for all the work you guys are doing. Amazing. And I know there's just so many things happening and people just, it's hard to stay abreast of all this. And I appreciate you just throwing out kind of, you know, here's the things you've got to do, because again, there's so much information and confusion out there and it doesn't seem like there's one place you can go, but apparently you guys are it. The SBDC seems to have a good foot on what's happening and where to go. So appreciate your time and all that you guys are doing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity. And just a disclaimer, things are changing very quickly. So keep your eye on the site and don't be afraid to call and ask more questions if you heard something new.
Excellent. And I appreciate it too, Aiktha, and not just you coming on the podcast and sharing all this with us, but everything that your entire team is doing across the state. It's really helping out that small business and the entire ecosystem. So from the smalls to you guys, we appreciate it. And we want to get this information out to as many people as possible and as quickly as possible. So hopefully we can get that up and operational here very soon. So
we will also add the link to your site on our website. We need to make sure we get that on there.
Yep.
Right.
And we'll get that done.
Same. Thank you both so much for the time today.
No problem. Thank you, Aiktha. Thank you, Dennis. This has been a special episode of the Smalls Cast. So tune in next week for our regular scheduled program.
This is the end of another episode of the Smalls Podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you soon at the next episode.